This is Ted Kennedy. A bipartisan coalition of liberals and conservatives in the Senate is calling for U.S. diplomatic ties with North Vietnam. Even Senator Al Simpson is going along, so there must be something to it. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the Vietnam War ended 13 years ago, but the White House and your Rip Van Winkle friends in the right wing still seem to think it's going full blast. Now, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says it's time to bury the hatchet. He's introduced a bill that you and I are sponsoring, Al, to make a start on restoring relations. The idea is to set up an interest section in Hanoi and Washington to deal with the issues that still divide us, our 2,400 MIAs, the thousands of Asian American children left behind by our servicemen in Vietnam, and Vietnam's unconscionable occupation of Cambodia. John McCain deserves credit for his leadership, Al, but the White House is dug in against it. It's your administration, Al. What's their problem?
Ted, I have always felt that we should keep the lines of communication open with Vietnam, and these interest sections are a way to do that. The tragic issue of POWs and MIAs is one that causes deep pain for the family members in our country. General John Vesey, President Reagan's personal envoy to Vietnam, has secured the return of 58 sets of remains. It is such an important part of the grieving and healing process that we be able to bury our dead. That is only one of the most real issues that the two countries must discuss. You describe others. Chinese and Vietnamese tensions have caused outbreaks of shooting, and that is another concern in that part of the world. We must deal frankly and honestly with these issues, and a formal arrangement for doing so is an awfully good next step. And the President will be aboard. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.